A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
An insight into the latest production of The Killing of Sister George, which is on at the New Vic Theatre, Basford, Newcastle-under-Lyme, Theatre in the Round, until May the 13th, 2023. With an audio-described performance that afternoon at 2:15pm with a touch tour beforehand. The Killing of Sister George by Frank Marcus, directed by Paul Hunter, is 2 hours and 20 minutes in duration, including an interval. It's a New Vic and Told by an Idiot co-production. Anyone familiar with The Archers will immediately relate to the village of Applehurst, the setting of a radio soap opera in which June plays Sister George, the local district nurse, a character much beloved by the listeners, but in real life a nightmare. She's in an abusive relationship with a much younger, attractive and very fragile partner, Alice. She delights in humiliating her. She also has a drink problem and a tendency to annoy the outside world. Following an hilarious outburst involving two nuns and a taxi, the producer of the show decides that George must be written out. The New Vic depicted the action in a marvellous way by incorporating a radio studio on set. For example, each time a character poured and enjoyed a drink, the sounds were created as if we were listening to it rather than seeing it. The events and other sound effects were also used. The opening scene was very dramatic, with police incident yellow tape all over the stage, confusing the audience a little, but later it becomes clear that this was depicting the impending demise of George. The set is really visual and interesting, consisting of a white circular flat platform with a staircase going down in the centre and various flat areas positioned around the rear to illustrate the setting, consisting of pink tiles and white toilet for the bathroom, a flat green oblong cushioned bed, the side of a bench, a green compartment locker into the floor, and a round table and chairs and a record player. Alice also wheels in a tea trolley with teapot and cups on throughout the play. As part of the production design, a window and flowered rest in peace wreath are lowered down above the stage and video projection is featured, including images of various playing cards, onto the stage floor. The four actors, who were absolutely brilliant, had to take on various roles as well as those of the four principal characters, with special mention going to Hayley Carmichael, who delivered a sublime performance in the lead role as June, and Ada Player, who is unforgettable as Alice. The play is set in the 1960s, a time when open lesbian relationships were not as acceptable as today, a time of insecurity and doubt. This added to the poignancy of Alice's character and the ease with which June could dominate her. A further twist involved the producer Mercy Croft in the show, was a predator of Alice. Was that in part the reason why George had to go? There was also some funny audience participation incorporated throughout. An excellent production, not faulted in any way, and inventive in its way it presents its narrative. It plays till May the 13th, with an audio-described performance on that day at 2:15pm, with a fabulous touch tour beforehand, which offers the opportunity to go on stage, explore the sets, props and costumes, and speak to the production crew and ask questions along the way. There's also an audio introduction available online, and you can listen to it before the play at 2 o'clock. The next audio-described performance will be The Card by Arnold Bennett, adapted by Deborah McAndrew, in association with Claybody Theatre, and this takes place on Saturday the 10th of June at 2:15pm with a touch tour beforehand. For more information or to book tickets, you can visit newvictheatre.org.uk or call the box office on 01782 717 962.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.